also known as the Devil's Triangle, stretches between Puerto Rico, Miami, and Bermuda, an area of 500,000 square miles. Barely a month goes by without a boat or plane vanishing without a trace.
Florida, but 2 hours, 22 minutes into the flight, at an altitude of 24,000 feet, the plane disappeared from radar.
The search falls in the area of the fabled Bermuda Triangle.
The ship was sailing from Jacksonville to San Juan through the Bermuda Triangle. 33 crew members were on board.
Six lost in the Bermuda Triangle. At least that's...
If God has his garden, is it possible that Satan has his den? On this episode of The Soul Trap, we talk about the Devil's Graveyard, the strangest triangle on the face of this earth. We talk about the Devil's Den, the Bermuda Mystery. The sea is a mysterious place, a place of wonder, and it is, in fact, a place of, at times, terror, a place of abundant life and a place of ever-present death and struggle. The sea in general is spooky enough at times in the natural, but what about those places within the boundaries of oceanography that are even more terrifying and even more dangerous because of the supernatural? If Mesopotamia, we believe, in the Fertile Crescent housed the Garden of God, could Bermuda house the Devil's Den, or at least a gateway into a mysterious world we are only now beginning to barely understand? What is the Bermuda Triangle? It's something that is often easily dismissed as the low-hanging fruit of the paranormal genre, but it's only easy to dismiss if you have never been caught in the Bermuda Triangle. Greg Norman writes an article and states, 100 years ago, the USS Cyclops, a massive American World War I transport ship hailed as a floating coal mine, should have been docked in the waters off Baltimore, fresh off a journey from Brazil. But the vessel, reported to be the Navy's biggest and fastest fuel ship at the time, and the 300-plus men on board, never pulled in to the Chesapeake Bay Harbor on March 13, 1918, and to this very day, its whereabouts are still unknown. In terms of loss of life and size of ship, it's probably the last great mystery left unresolved, James Delgado, an underwater explorer, told the Baltimore Sun. As recent discoveries of historical shipwrecks are renewing hopes against the scientific community, there is belief that finally, maybe, there might be a way to find out what happened to the Cyclops over 100 years ago. The 540-foot-long vessel, 65-foot-wide ship, was last seen in Barbados around March 4, 1918. Those back in the U.S. began to take notice as day after day passed without any signs of the ship making its way to Maryland. "Collier overdue by a month," blared the headlines in the New York Times on April 15, 1918, next to a list of the hundreds of passengers on board. Numerous ships sailed to locate the Collier, as she was thought to have been struck by a German submarine, not outside the realm of possibility. The Naval History and Heritage Command says on its website, quote, "Her wreck was never found, and the cause of her loss remains unknown." Norman goes on to write, 2 months after the ship failed to reach Baltimore, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who then was an assistant Navy secretary, announced the Cyclops and all of its crew were presumed lost at sea, resulting in what remains to this very day the largest loss of life in Navy history unrelated to combat. Nothing from the ship has ever been found. No wreckage, no oil slicks, no debris, not even a distress call. It's as if the Cyclops was swallowed up by time and space and history. And speculation has raged throughout history, leading some to claim that the wild theories of the Bermuda Triangle may be the actual cause behind this mystery. But is it really a wild theory to believe that there is a location, a portal, an area, a vast swath of ocean that for whatever reason and in whatever manner swallows up those souls who venture too far or too long into its dark waters. At Paranorum magazine, there's an article written by Ivan Sanderson called The 12 Devil's Graveyard Around the World. He states ships have been foundering and disappearing at sea since time immemorial. But then came airplanes. Though usually smaller planes are much more closely in touch with land bases, as well as in communication with each other, with ships, and in the case of military craft, with submarines. What's more, aircraft can be watched visually and by radar to the horizon, and then by radar contact beyond the horizon. Thus, it is a fairly sticky situation, Sanderson writes, when one of these airplanes go missing. On December 5th, 1945, five TBM Avenger torpedo bombers left Fort Lauderdale Naval Air Force Base on a routine patrol. They were scheduled to fly some 160 miles due east out over the Atlantic, then travel north 40 miles and eventually make their way back to base. The planes took off at 2 p.m. and were heard from at around 3:35 p.m., at which time it became very clear that all was not well and all was not operating normal. They had no idea where they were. These were not novices. These were seasoned flight operating veterans who got lost on a normal, what should have been routine flight. We begin to hear from their own radio via the transcription that they were saying things like, everything is wrong. Everything is strange. We can't be sure of any direction. Even the ocean doesn't look as it should. In fact, the base listened to the exchanges between the five pilots for about another hour. And at 4:25, the flight leader reported to Fort Lauderdale, quote,
"We don't know where we are. We think we must be about 225 miles northeast of base. It looks like we are..."
And nothing. Nothing but static. Nothing but emptiness. It's as if the ocean swallowed them alive. That was the last that was ever heard or seen of the five TBMs. Within minutes, a Martin Mariner flying boat was airborne to search for the planes, and within 15 minutes of it being within the vicinity, it likewise vanished. Six planes, all total, vanished, and they should not have. The resultant search operation was probably the most extensive in history up until that time and covered thousands of square miles, but there was no trace of the TBMs or of the Martin Mariner. Nothing was ever found. Is it possible that they simply got lost and crashed into the sea? Sure. Is it possible that they found themselves in a nexus of an alternate dimension? A stargate in the air? Or did they possibly run into the Prince of the Powers of the Air? Some believe that these events can be explained scientifically, and one of the most recent scientific explanations is something called air bombs. Corey Charlton, writes about these strange events called air bombs, and he states strange clouds forming above the Bermuda Triangle could explain why dozens of ships and planes have mysteriously vanished into the notorious path of the sea. The remarkable new theory suggests the clouds are linked to 170-mile-per-hour, quote, air bombs, Corey writes, capable of bringing down planes and ships. Now the riddle could possibly finally be solved. Using radar satellite image, they discovered bizarre hexagonal-shaped clouds between 20 and 50 miles wide forming over the dodgy patch of water. I do want to digress for just a moment and say it's interesting that they describe these clouds as strange. You ought to run the word cloud in the Bible and find out what strange things it leads you to. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Jesus was received up in the clouds. It's an interesting thing to think about what's going on in the clouds around us. Meteorologist Randy Cervani stated, "The satellite imagery is really bizarre. With the hexagonal shapes of the cloud formation, these types of hexagonal shapes over the ocean are in essence air bombs," he added. "They're formed by what are called microbursts, and they're blasts of air that come down out of the bottom of the cloud and then hit the ocean. These blasts of air are so powerful they can reach up to 170 miles per hour. Hurricane-like, tornado-like forces capable of sinking ships and of downing airplanes. For centuries, the notorious Bermuda Triangle has been linked with a high number of unexplained disappearances of aircraft and ships in its waters. Have we finally found the answer as to why this is taking place? Air bombs? Or is this simply another in a long line of theories trying to explain the unexplainable, trying to grasp in the physical what is most certainly not explainable in the physical? If theories are your thing, well, there is no end to the ideas and theories that have been put forward to try to explain the Devil's Den. Steve Wagner writes in an article, April 20th, 2018, author Vincent Gaddis is credited for coining the term Bermuda Triangle back in 1964. In an article he wrote for the Argosy magazine, quote, "The Deadly Bermuda Triangle," in which he cataloged many of the anomalous events in the area, along with several other authors, Charles Berlitz and even Ivan Sanderson, as we previously mentioned, have all added to the number of theories and ideas swirling around this strange patch of ocean. The question, though, is whether or not it is a phenomenon that is explainable by nature, or whether it is a phenomenon that is only explained by the supernature, the supernatural. There are all kinds of theories. One of them put forward is one called vortices. Fortean researcher Ivan Sanderson suspected that the strange sea and sky phenomenon, mechanical and instrumental malfunction, and mysterious disappearances were all related to what he called vile vortices. These areas are places with extreme currents and temperature variations affecting the electromagnetic field. And of course, if you've been around the Soul Trap long enough, you know that the magnetic field is a very interesting possibility and realm of inhabitants all on its own. Then, of course, the Coast Guard put forth a theory called magnetic variation. This theory, proposed by the Coast Guard over 30 years ago, states, in essence, that there is a variation between true north and magnetic north, and that that difference is known to be a variation of about 20 degrees. A number of variation changes by as much as 20 degrees as one circumnavigates the Earth. If your compass is off by that variation, and that error is not compensated for, a navigator could find himself far off course and even in deep trouble. Of course, there is the concept of space-time warp, that there are ripples, tears in our dimensional reality. The space-time warp, Wagner writes, has been suggested that from time to time, a rift in the space-time opens up in the Bermuda Triangle, and that planes and ships that are unlucky enough to be traveling in the area at this time are lost in it. And that is why some speculate that there is never any trace of the aircraft, and even communication is lost as if almost instantaneously. It is because at one moment they are in our world, in another moment they are not in our world. Then there is such an explanation called the electronic fog. It is responsible, they believe, for many of the incidents and disappearances. This assertion was first made by Rob McGregor and Bruce Gernon in their book, The Fog, where Gernon himself is a first-hand witness and survivor of this strange phenomenon called the electronic fog. On December 4th, 1970, he and his dad were flying their Bonanza A-36 over the Bahamas. They encountered this strange cloud. They gained almost an hour and a half of time flying into this vortex. Once they were in it, they had no sense of up or down, east, west, north, or south. They simply flew in it, and at some point, they flew out the other side, unable to explain what they had seen, what they had felt, what they had experienced. And then, of course, there is the UFOs. Whenever in doubt, we blame it on the UFO. Although the motives are unclear, Wagner writes, it has been suggested that aliens have chosen the Bermuda Triangle as a point at which to capture or abduct for unknown reasons and purposes. And then, of course, there is Atlantis. The theory of Atlantis. Is it possible that this technologically advanced society that lore and mythology states to have existed at one time prior, is it still there? Or did they possibly open up a gateway from our world to the next? Theories abound left and right. But the theories do not solve the mystery. Planes, ships, people, all lost to the devil's den. Do we know what's going on in the Bermuda Triangle? I don't think anybody does. Some of it is scientific, no doubt. Some of it is supernatural, no doubt. The only thing we can say for sure is, sailors, beware.
I will be for the last time.